From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Court fees, which came under Justice Department criticism after the unrest in Ferguson, are getting attention again. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us Governor Jay Nixon has thanked the Missouri Bar for backing his veto of two bills that would have raised some court fees.
The two bills in question would have added new fees to court cases to help pay for building and maintaining new and existing county jails around the state. In a letter to the Missouri Bar, Nixon thanked President Reuben Shelton for opposing the bills, which he says would have implemented, quote, backdoor tax increases that would have further eroded public trust in the judicial system. GOP House member Rebecca Raber, who sponsored one of the bills, says the fees are needed because the state does not regularly fund county facilities. Both bills were passed this year with veto-proof majorities. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's former top senator has taken a new job with the St. Louis-based lobbying firm. The Gateway Group said yesterday that former state president pro temp Tom Dempsey will serve as its director of business development and oversee efforts to expand its government affairs work to other states and the federal government. Dempsey, a Republican from St. Charles, resigned Friday after serving for about 15 years in the Missouri House and Senate. He had said only that he was returning to the private sector. The Gateway Group said Dempsey won't lobby members of the Missouri legislature, but will help shape advocacy campaigns in other states. The company's various clients include conservative activist Rex Sinkfield, a retired investment executive who is Missouri's largest political donor. St. Louis County Police say no arrests were made after a group of protesters returned to West Florissant Avenue in Ferguson. A statement from police spokesman Sean McGuire says protesters demonstrated peacefully from around 8 p.m. Wednesday into early Thursday morning. McGuire says protesters and officers talked throughout the night, and officers didn't have to wear the riot gear of the past several nights or remove protesters from the roadway. He says there were no reports of injuries, shots fired, burglaries, or looting. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports several clergy members joined the small crowd of demonstrators. It marked the second peaceful night in the St. Louis suburb after protests marking the anniversary of the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown earlier in the week turned violent. A Missouri law professor and Republican candidate for attorney general has argued his emails and other work documents aren't subject to state open records laws. Emails provided yesterday to the Associated Press show University of Missouri School of Law associate professor Josh Hawley argued his records weren't subject to the Sunshine Law. Hawley says if elected attorney general, he plans to vigorously enforce the law as it's written. The attorney general is responsible for enforcing compliance with the state open records laws. Emails from Hawley to university attorneys were provided to the Associated Press by former Republican State Representative Kevin Elmer. He requested the information from the university along with years of Hawley's emails and documents from Hawley's work computer. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.